I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. Chinese President Xi Jinping has launched a major campaign to halt corruption among Communist Party and government officials. On Saturday, Chinese state media reported the country's former security chief, Zhou Yongkang, had been arrested and expelled from the party. He's the most senior Chinese official to be investigated for corruption and has been accused of violating party discipline, taking bribes, and disclosing party and state secrets. Xinhua said the Politburo made the decision about Zhou on Friday. In its recent Corruption Perceptions Index 2014, the Berlin-based organization Transparency International says China's rating fell 4 points. It says corruption remains a global problem 20 years after issuing its first report. The group's Asia director, Sirak Plipat, tells VOA's Victor Beatty, corruption in government and business not only limits economic growth, but hurts the poor and disadvantaged the most. Scandinavian countries had the least amount of graft, while North Korea and Afghanistan joined a handful of African and Central Asian nations with the worst scores. More than two-thirds of the 175 countries in the index score below 50 on a scale from 0, the most highly corrupt, to 100, the least corrupt.
We very much appreciate the Chinese leadership. The very strong message and so on, and a number of prosecution investigations of high-profile cases. We welcome all of those efforts. But at the same time, I think this is a trend that we've been noticing in the past few years in China, that fighting corruption will need to embrace all anti-corruption actors, bringing business and civil society together. Without civil society and free media, it would be very difficult to fight corruption with a top-down approach. And I think this CPI this year sent a very strong message on this very point, that the fighting corruption will need to be inclusive process. It has to be based on very transparent information. We need to make sure that there are disclosed necessary information. I'd like to also draw attention to TI last report about how transparent companies have been in terms of disclosing their information. Out of the world's largest 128 companies, at the bottom 11, six of them are from Chinese company. And at the very bottom was the Bank of China itself. This is a bit alarming, lastly, because the Bank of China is supposed to be holding other banks in the country accountable in terms of disclosing necessary information to the public, and the bank itself score at the bottom. So there's a lot of room for improvement on that front, and this also sent a message that transparency is the foundation for national integrity, for any anti-corruption program to be successful.
Will this cause problems when foreign firms try to invest and work in China?
See, foreign firms will need to look hard into what this means, basically. When they will do business in China, it basically means the overall public sectors are still very much at risk of corruption and other acts that might be out of integrity.
Well, Srirock, North Korea is listed at the bottom. What other Asian countries stand out in this report?
New Zealand, Singapore, Australia are basically coming on top, while Japan, Hong Kong are still very strong. And interestingly, Bhutan has been quite improving for the second year in a row. But those are some of a good performer in Asia-Pacific, and it's good to see a number of some of these trends. When we started CPI, Hong Kong was not very high up on the list, but somehow they managed to clean up their society and put in place national integrity system, performed quite well also.
Sirak Plipat, the Asia Director of Transparency International. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.